Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Center. A New Year's Day fire destroyed a building in Richland Township. Rice County deputies and Kenyon Fire were dispatched around 3:30 that afternoon to 10490 Kenyon Boulevard. The unoccupied outbuilding was in flames, and the Kenyon Fire Department requested mutual aid from Faribault Fire. The fire spread to an adjacent grain bin before they were able to extinguish it. Sheriff Dunn reports the shed was a total loss and the grain bin suffered damage as well. The cause of the fire is unknown at this time. The Rice County Sheriff's Office was assisted on scene by the Kenyon Police Department. The Riverwalk Market Fair was founded in 2010 and has been supported financially by the Northfield EDA since then. The idea, however, was that they become financially independent. In the current four-year contract, they were set to get no funding this year, but in October of 2018, the Riverwalk Committee presented to the EDA board with a new contract. Their original ask was for $7,000 annually. However, a subcommittee met, and after negotiations, EDA Coordinator Nate Carlson shared that agreement at the EDA's December 20th meeting.
Ending the current contract and putting in a new two-year contract with matching funds up to $7,000.
EDA member Mike Strobel was part of the negotiating and added,
"The idea here was to get them to eventually be financially independent. And this is kind of a bridge to get them there and help them encourage more fundraising on their part in order to get there."
Chamber President Todd Bornhauser was not present at the December meeting, but made it known that he was not in favor of continued financial support without some kind of effort from the market fair. Carlson said there needs to be continued communication between the fair committee and the EDA to come to a better understanding of expectations on either side. Market Fair Chairman Michael Sparby told the board that most fairs in the state are supported by twice the amount that the Riverwalk Fair is. Mayor Pownell commented at the meeting,
"I am not happy with what came back because it's not what I thought that I heard at the October meeting and not consistent with really growing an event in our community."
She said she'd hoped to see a minimum of $7,000. She made an amendment to the contract
of a flat $7,000 with an additional $3,000 for incentivizing raising additional funds to help Riverwalk Market Fair grow.
With much discussion, the EDA unanimously approved her amendment. And Rice County was pretty quiet over New Year's in terms of DWIs. Sheriff Troy Dunn reported four were booked between December 28th and January 1st. As for crashes, Dunn said one of his deputies,
"He's assisting on the interstate, had a crash during one of our slippery evenings, and his squad was run into by another motorist."
The deputy was cleared to go back to work yesterday. Dunn says drive to the conditions. Don't use your cruise control in slick conditions. Brake before your turns, not in the turn. Northfield Sergeant Kevin Tussing reported on the extra enforcement wave that took place between November 21st and December 31st. He said five motorists were arrested in Northfield for DWI, with one officer having to avoid being struck head-on by an impaired driver who turned out to have a blood alcohol level of 0.19. The highest blood alcohol in Northfield during the wave was 0.24. The legal limit is 0.08. Tussing's full press release is on KYMNradio.net. News from around the state is next.